The money will go to expand the use of a drug that counteracts overdose and to educate doctors against overprescribing narcotic painkillers. It will also pay for treatment that combines counseling and anti-addiction drugs called medication-assisted treatment, or MAT. Kathleen Falk is Midwest Regional Director for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Wisconsin is a leader in advancing MAT, with 100% of Wisconsin's opioid treatment program facilities providing MAT to 80% or more of its patients' capacity.
Five health clinics in underserved areas will get grant money. Those federally qualified health clinics are in Milwaukee, Madison, Marshfield, and Iron River. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio. One of the federally qualified healthcare clinics getting money is in Iron River. North Lakes Community Clinic Director Reba Rice says their $325,000 grant will be used to treat jail inmates in Ashland and Bayfield counties.
They don't have access to drugs, and so they're forced to get clean, and that's a great time to start them with programs like medication-assisted treatment and talk therapy as well.
Rice says this treatment program aims to break a cycle where an addict commits a crime and then is jailed only to be released and do it again. Four other community clinics around the state are getting federal grant money to fight opioid addiction. Two are in Milwaukee. The others are in Madison and Marshfield. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.